Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twan de Black. You know, I think that we all have some sort of craving. I was just talking to a lady the other day, and she was like, I'm a potato chip girl. I can eat all kinds. I can sit and eat a whole bag of potato chips. I'm like, you know what? I can be a potato chip girl sometimes, and then sometimes I'm a cookie girl. Joining us this morning is Julia Ross, and Julie is a pioneer in the use of nutritional therapy for the treatment of eating disorders, addictions, and mood problems. And she's written a new book called The Craving Cure, Identify Your Craving Type to Activate Our Natural Appetite Control. I love that because some people can't control any of it. How are you this morning, Julia?
I'm fine. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about this thing. Why do we crave, first of all?
Well, I'd like to just mention something that you just said before we go into that, and that is some of us just can't control our cravings. Well, it turns out it's most of us now.
Most of us, okay.
So we've got, you know, 70% a natural overweight or obesity rate. It was 10% in the 60s.
Wow.
We have over 50% of us somewhere on the diabetes spectrum, and that was under 2% in the 60s.
Wow.
So things have really shifted. And as I point out in the book, 1970 was the watershed. That was when we made these unprecedented changes in the human diet. Became a big dietary experiment here in the United States. And things have never gone back to
out of control
where they were.
Yes, we were out of control.
To have that control.
So
what's happened, you know, back to your question, why don't we have it anymore? And the answer, and I don't want any listeners to be intimidated because it turns out it's not all that complicated, but the answer is that our brains changed. And all that appetite control is really organized and orchestrated from the brain from five different sites. So this is a very serious business for the body to keep us under control when it comes to food and keep us enjoying it so that we do all that work of, you know, growing, shopping, preparing, cleaning up. It's all got to be worth it because we get a big pleasure boost from food, and we always have. Unfortunately now, and since the 70s, we've been exposed to a food that is significantly more appetite control disturbing than any food we've ever been exposed to before. We'd been eating sugar and increasing amounts of it all through the 20th century, but in the 70s we were introduced to this high fructose corn syrup, which is just free fructose, which has an entirely different effect on us than the table sugar. And because of that, it can get right into these pleasure-producing brain cells and give us a big boost of kind of a bliss burst, as they call it in the food science industry. And that's what they're really aiming at, is to get us so much enjoyment that we just have to come back for more. And they've been very, very successful at that with the help of high fructose corn syrup. So at this point, the head of the National Institute for Drug Addiction says that at least 70% of us are formally addicted, and the definition has to do with this brain chemistry dynamic where a substance can invade our natural pleasure chemistry and start interfering with it. And that's why this book is so important right now, is that it's aimed at restoring natural function to those brain sites. And I've been using these natural techniques in a clinic that I run in Northern California for 30 years, and we've used them with over 4,000 people and had almost universal responsiveness, just amazing and very quick. So we're in an emergency condition right now.
Yes.
This out of control.
And our children. And our children.
And our children. So Some of the kids are getting even worse adult onset diabetes than the adults.
Yes.
Faster. So this is my Christmas present to the world.
Okay, I like that.
And speaking of that, mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you about a woman that we're working with right now in what's now a virtual clinic that I'm running just for food cravers. She's 51, mother of twin 12-year-old girls. She and her husband and the two girls have always been big junk food lovers and make their own whenever possible. From morning till night, they've had treats going, and
mm-hmm.
she developed some health problems and decided that she had to cut that out and found us, and right away lost her cravings for all that stuff. And this is the big Christmas news, is that in the Christmas season, when she used to make hundreds of her favorite butter cookies and decorate them all differently and so
mm-hmm.
forth with her girls, like she had with her mother, she is helping those girls make the butter cookies, but she's not having any, and she's not missing it. She's having an entirely different diet than anybody else in the house, surrounded by the things that she would ordinarily love, like
mm-hmm.
the chocolate truffles and,
mm-hmm.
and the
that's amazing.
Butter cookies.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that story just for some Christmas cheer, because this is a season where most people dread what's going to come at them next, love and dread what's coming at them next.
Absolutely. It's so much, and but the cravings are year-round. Doesn't matter if it's the holiday season.
but we don't usually have tables loaded with
yes.
dangerous
yes.
substances everywhere we go.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you say that the process begins, you do a 5-part questionnaire, and it identifies our unique craving profile.
That's the key to the book.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing that up. The book begins with a craving type questionnaire. And the reason there are 5 types is that there are these 5 areas of the brain that control our appetite. And each one, if we don't have enough of it, is not functioning properly, will put out negative symptoms, like cravings,
mm-hmm.
But others as well. Each one produces a different kind of pleasure, and when it's not functioning well, a different kind of distress signal,
mm.
Like depression, like
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
stress, like fatigue. So we know, it's well known what the deficiency symptoms are of these 5 very well-studied brain chemicals are, and it's well known what nutrients they depend on, and
mm-hmm.
it's only just 5. One each. So people take the questionnaire, and by the way, it's online as well at cravingcure.com. And in minutes, they know what type they are, which part of the brain, or in some cases, which parts of the brain are malfunctioning. So they may have a couple of different types of craving going on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that information in mind, that confirms to them, there may be something to this.
Right.
And since the nutrients needed are very well identified in the book and how to take them, given with great detail, they know exactly what to do. They rush down to the nearest health food store, or these things are available in a lot of supermarkets
mm-hmm.
and health stores too, drug stores too. And they do a little trial. And see how they feel, and they, because these things take effect immediately, they're pre-digested, they're little proteins. They go right to the brain and dance into these brain sites that are pretty much starving for them.
I love it.
And there we go.
Yeah.
At our virtual clinic, when we sit down with people, they've already filled out the questionnaire when they come in, and we have them down and ask them, so if you could have anything you wanted right now with no weight gain involved or health distress involved, what would it be? And in our area, it's typically Snickers. I'm not kidding. So we say, fine, go ahead. And we, trial them on whatever little amino acid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the piece of protein like a steak has about 20 different components that are called amino acids, and each one has its own name. So we give them whatever's appropriate of these five amino acids they might need. And in 5 or 10 minutes, we're continuing to talk to them about what's going on. We stop and say, so are you still in the mood for a Snickers? And the consistent truth, they consistently look blank. And then they say, oh, yeah, no, I'm not interested in the Snickers. Actually, I'd like some lunch. And that's what we're looking for. That's that true appetite emerging. I want a sandwich with a lot of meat in it. I want a big salad with some salmon in it. Mm. I want some pork brochettes. Whatever it is, the real food is calling to them again.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. If I hadn't been doing it for 30 years, with all these people and seen how amazing it was, I would never have had, the courage to go around the country talking about what most people would consider a magic bullet, Well, it is a magic bullet in this case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's needed. And I tell, we're my family's in the gym right now, and I say, we've got to stay on top of it because, the temptations are there. Like you said, everywhere we go this holiday season, there's cakes and pies and cookies and candy. And usually I can say no, but I don't want to add that 5 pounds that I'm going to carry over into 2018. I just can't do it. So,
well, that's why we released the book December 12th yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to get it in there. It was an emergency measure to get it in there so everybody has a running chance.
Oh, yes.
This Christmas to get to that finish line of, the end of 2017 without that extra baggage. And already being the new them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they can go to thecravingcure.com for the questionnaire and then learn what that amino acid supplement is needed for their specific type of craving. They can get the book, The Craving Cure, Identify Your Craving Type to Activate Our Natural Appetite Control. And also, you can check out Julia Ross at juliarosscures.com. We want to thank you so much for giving us this great Christmas present.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And when you come, circle back around so we can give you some testimonies, all right?
Well, thank you. I'd love that.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.